Sault Ste. Marie Mich. With exams around the corner, Lake Superior State University, LSSU, invited several trained and certified therapy dogs from Hope Animal Assisted Crisis Response, AACR, Alliance of Therapy Dogs, and pet partners into its library to help alleviate any test-taking jitters on Friday, Dec.2. Around exam time, we have found students really enjoy being around the dogs, said Michael Beasley, Dean of Student Affairs. It takes a little edge off of what students experience as they prepare for exams and papers. In fact, having dogs on campus prior to exams is a decade-old LSSU tradition. Meet 4-year-old Labrador volunteer Parker of Hope AACR. She is a My Michigan behavioral health therapy dog. It's all for the love of people and the love of dogs, said owner and handler Kathy Queen. LSSU nursing student Matthew Zobick EJOYED petting Parker yesterday afternoon. Our exams are next week, and the dogs calm me down, said Zobick, who has spent the last 3 nights studying in the campus library. I always appreciate it when we have these dogs in here. The last time they had to cancel, so I was even more stressed out. I love having dogs around. I've been around dogs all my life. This helps me breathe and focus. The Hope team has also visited the campus to comfort students through grief. An example could be the death of a fellow student or professor. Hope Regional Manager Nicholas Meyer and his wife, Julia, have visited every EUP school, including Sioux Area Public Schools, a total of 3 times. When we joined Hope in 2013, our very first visit was to Washington, D.C. after a Navy base shooting, said Meyer, gently patting 14-month-old Golden Retriever Cricket's soft coat. But Cricket was not on campus as a Hope dog, she was there with Alliance of Therapy Dogs. Although trained at the Sault Ste. Marie Kennel Club in Aunt, Cricket must complete 1 full year working as a therapy dog with Alliance. Then, only upon successfully completing a 3-day workshop, series of tests, and 3-hour screening will she be considered for Hope certification. According to its website, Hope has been sending certified animal-assisted crisis response teams to disasters and traumatic events since 2001, free of charge. We have sent teams from the Midwest to Hurricane Ian, said Meyer. We had teams go to Gaylord after the tornado, Queen added. Unfortunately, there are not too many canine crisis response teams left in the UP. We have lost most of our dogs over the last 2 or 3 years, said Meyer, looking for anyone interested in training their dog to visit schools, nursing homes, hospice centers, disaster areas, and more. If you or someone you know would like to get involved and learn more about Hope Animal Assisted Crisis Response, Alliance of Therapy Dogs, and pet partners, contact Hope Regional Manager Nicholas Meyer at mwrd@hopeaacr.org. You may also visit the Hope Animal Assisted Crisis Response website, here, Alliance of Therapy Dogs, here, and pet partners, here.